The Vatican is accused of covering up sexual misconducts of Scottish Cardinal Keith O'Brien's for 5 months. In a formal complaint to the Pope's ambassador to the UK, three serving priests and a former priest had accused the Cardinal of inappropriate acts against them nearly 30 years ago. It is said that the Vatican kept the news secret for months as part of a deal under which the Cardinal would have to retire quietly in an attempt to spare embarrassing the Church. Last week, Cardinal O'Brien resigned and confessed that he was guilty of sexual misconduct throughout his career. He stepped down as Archbishop of St. Andrews in Edinburgh. The scandals overshadow the pre-conclave meetings currently underway at the Vatican for choosing a new pontiff. Pope Benedict XVI stepped down as the head of the Roman Catholic Church on February 28th because of old age. Well, Reverend Frank Gehly, who's an Anglican priest, joins us from London to tell us more about this. Reverend Frank Gehly, you wouldn't associate this with the Vatican and, of course, the Church in terms of cover-ups, et cetera. How much of a hit, more of a hit, is the Church and the Vatican in turn taking because of this news that has come up?
First of all, I want to say that although Cardinal O'Brien has fallen short of the highest standards, I still agree with him on the question, on the fundamental question of morality. We cannot, from the point of view of a Bible and of a Christian tradition, uphold the notions of homosexuality and gay marriage. Regardless of what his personal behavior has been in the past, I think fundamentally he has maintained the position of the Church. So even if a man is flawed, at the end of the day, his teaching was correct. So that is a position which we ought to remember, because here in the West, we have a constant barrage of positions or propaganda in favor of homosexuality and gay marriage. We as Christians cannot support that. So that is a fundamental point. The man has fallen short. He did not practice what he preached, but what he preached was still correct. So that is something which we must keep in mind.
Thank you much for your thoughts there, Reverend Frank Gehly, Anglican priest from London.